Jim.
All right, welcome back. It is 10:31. Justin Akre, joined by the Canadian hijacker, Christina LaCura, Matty T, holding it down, trying to separate people. Wally Hall will join us for the final 2 hours of the show today. We look forward to visiting with the, shall I call him? I guess I'll call him the most read sports writer. I'm just trying to make sure I have an appropriate term for Wally, the most read sports writer in the state.
When I was in middle school, he came and talked to my class.
Did he tell you not to go into newspaper?
No, he didn't. No.
I'll never forget when I went into when I was in high school, we had a guy from the local CBS affiliate come to talk to my class, and he said, you don't want to go into TV, blah, 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 blah. He's still in TV.
Really?
And I didn't listen to him anyway. Kevin Cooney, still doing his thing. Get out to Landers Ford. They're still doing their thing. They will not be undersold. And if you're looking for a new vehicle, you know, summer is winding up. And if you're going back to school or for any other reason, frankly, if you're looking for a new car, truck, SUV, Landers Ford is the place. It's where they treat you like family, you know. Speaking of, we're going to talk to Christina's grandmother about the Canadian Football League.
She is super nervous.
We are football crazy here. We'll talk Canadian football or any other thing. You betcha. Treating you like family at Landers Ford and Benton. 501-315-4700. Go see Kelly and Mike. Check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Small town atmosphere, big city selection. Shop them last at Landers Ford, and you will save big money. Great selection, great prices, great people. It's Landers Ford and Benton. Big enough to serve, small enough to care.
Christina sounded really Canadian when she was on the phone with her.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to come out when we talk to her on
air. Oh, I'm sure it is. Every time I talk to Canadians, I go automatically into
Canadian
Canada
mode. Isn't that funny? Every time I call home, every other word I say is corn. A couple of Twitter things going on. I don't know if you saw last night. Bryce Harper, the young star for the Nationals, hit a home run. It was beautiful, unless you're a Braves fan, of course. He mashed. And then he got plunked the next time up and caused a little issue. Then there was a Twitter spat in between. And it was interesting because the official Twitter of the Braves took a shot at Harper, and then the official Twitter of the Nationals took a shot at the Braves. It was so funny. So now we've got major league organizations going at each other on Twitter.
It's brilliant.
It's awesome.
It's brilliant.
It's got us talking about it.
It's great for Major League Baseball, for people who are not interested in it, and gives us a reason to be interested in it.
You mean you?
Correct. Okay. Let's just be, this is a well-known fact, I am not a Major League Baseball fan.
Well,
I mean, the A-Rod thing, the Puig thing, that's all kind of gets you a little bit more interested, but on a day-to-day, regular watch the baseball game. You know, I even tuned into A-Rod's game on Tuesday night just because, you know, it was just probably the most watched baseball game that there is until he was like 1-4, and I didn't really care after the first hour.
Okay, let me, since you don't care about baseball and you don't know much about it probably, let me ask you, if you were the GM of the Yankees, would you keep A-Rod on your roster right now and play him, or would you keep him at home?
I mean, is he good to have? Probably.
He's not playing very well.
He's playing, what, average?
Well, he hasn't played much. He went 1-4.
Wasn't he out prior to this? On Tuesday night was his first game?
Yeah. He was actually in a rehab assignment recently, but he went 1-4 in his first game. He went 1-2 last night as a DH. Is the distraction worth it? By the way, the Yankees lost again. Is he worth the distraction if you're a GM? I don't think he is. Because what it does is it gets Derek Jeter and the other guys on the team talking about A-Rod and not talking about baseball, not thinking about baseball, distracted by A-Rod.
Good
I just think it's an issue.
Good point.
Now, if they're winning with him and he's playing really well, great, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
And do they really need the publicity? We're not talking about, like, the Milwaukee Brewers. Or, you know what I mean? We're not talking about some, like,
the fact that you know Milwaukee blows is very impressive. I like it. They are really bad.
Well, there you go. I actually knew that.
By the way,
Ryan was on that team, so there you go. That's why.
Yeah, the Yankees are still working hard to try to get into the playoff race. They've lost 3 in a row. They've won 3 out of their last 10. They're 5.5 games out of the wild card. I mean, they got work to do. Plus, they play in a really good division, which is an issue, too.
When do the playoffs start? What, 3 weeks? Or less?
Oh, no, longer than that.
Longer than that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're, what, 114 games in, and they play 162 games. We've got a ways to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't get such a rush. We got to play 162 games for no apparent reason. By the way, Travis Wood on the mound for the Cubs today, speaking of irrelevant teams, but certainly a guy we're rooting for. A.J. Burnett and Torrey Hunter were rooting for an all-Arkansas World Series this year. I am, at least. Pittsburgh against the Detroit Tigers. And Detroit could use a little pat on the back. They need a little help. And Pittsburgh's been a long time waiting for a World Series contender. Not as long as my Cubs.
That's your Chicago team going for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Understandably, but still. Detroit, by the way, has now won 10 games in a row, if you need
Big
them.
Big time.
Unbelievable how good they've been lately. So, congratulations to them. They have
For a
now...
city that had to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Well...
Did they even allow them to do that?
Yeah, I don't think you can... stop them. It's just really weird.
I think the city said, no, we can't do that. The state said, no, you can't do that. Like, the government said.
I must have missed that. I don't think.
You're not allowed to do that.
That sounds like a socialist move. Maybe that happened in Canada.
They're really close to Canada.
It is. It's
Maybe
true.
That's why.
Well, believe me, there are lots of people who would like to annex it to Canada. I promise you. Okay, so I was also going to mention, Boston. How about Boston? Boston's leading the American League East, much to the chagrin of the New York fans who were struggling with this whole A-Rod thing and them being, you know, 5.5 games out of the wild card. The Red Sox scored, and admittedly it was only on the Astros, which, again, speaking of annexing, they might want to annex them to, like, Major League Soccer or something because they're not good at baseball. 15 runs they scored on the Astros. Now, they did allow 10, but a blowout victory yesterday by the Boston Red Sox. My other story involving Twitter and Major League Baseball, you heard about the 13 players that were suspended.
No, I only heard about one, but I knew there was 12 other guys.
Well, and he's not even the most important guy. Honestly, Cruz for the Rangers is a more important guy as far as his performance this year. We also have a high-profile birthday today from a baseball standpoint, but that's neither here nor there.
That's a 12 o'clock hour, Justin.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Former Marlins and A's lefty Dan Meyer is a little upset. He was beaten out for a spot in Philadelphia's bullpen in 2011 by one of the players that is suspended. His name is Antonio Bastardo, and we have talked about this, I guess, the last couple of days. He's got a unique name.
Bastardo!
Exactly. Meyer entered camp that season with a 5.46 ERA, so he wasn't exactly lighting him up. But Bastardo's, of course, been pretty good for the Phillies, although they've had their issues as well. But not very happy. He says on Twitter, he was talking to Chipper Jones, just want to tell you I was clean when you were hitting liners off me. And then he also says to Bastardo, he says, hey, Antonio,
Bastardo!
Remember when we competed for a job in 2011? Thanks a lot, #a-hole. I love it. It's pretty funny. Anyway, most of these guys have been good about it. They've accepted the fact that they, you know, did wrong.
Changed everyone's life.
It is.
It has changed everything.
I want to commend Jeff Hankins, my good buddy, who used to be with Arkansas Business, is now in, I'm not sure exactly what his title is, but he's with Arkansas State University now. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that kept saying, you got to get on Twitter. I'm like, Twitter's stupid. I'm not doing Twitter.
I agree.
I'm on Facebook and I'm on the radio. He goes, that's because you tweet 3 hours a day on your radio show.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good point. But I was a latecomer to Twitter. I actually didn't get on until late last fall.
I got on in January, and the girls who are on Big Break with me, they've got like 15,000 followers. I have like 1,000.
What's your Twitter handle?
C. LaCure Golf.
You're just pandering. Go ahead.
No. It's not that. I'm just saying, like, Twitter, if you get on it at the right time, like when you're on national television show, is pretty a smart thing to do, to get on that.
Doesn't suck.
No. Does not suck whatsoever.
So anyway, Dan Meyer not happy with one of the suspended players. Just thought we would point that out.
Bastardo!
Exactly. Okay,